Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. We thank and praise God on today for his goodness, for his mercy, and for his sovereignty. Amen. Praise God. There is no one greater, no one greater than our God. Amen. Great and mighty is our God. He is the God of all things. He's the God of all heavens. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank and praise God on this morning for you, 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 and you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Mount Carmel International Church this morning. Amen. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. this morning. Amen. So we thank and praise God for today, y'all. Come on, let's give God the glory. Let's give God the praise. Let's give God the honor. Because he is worthy. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to pray. Amen. I'm going to start off this morning. Amen. With the prayer this morning, opening up heaven. Somebody say, open heaven, open heaven, open heaven, open heaven. Praise God. That's what we're praying this week. So I want y'all to keep it in your spirit. Open heaven on this week. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your sovereignty, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, because you are God all by yourself, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we come, God, today, Lord God, we ask that you touch us from the crown of our head, God, to the very soles of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you would let your blood prevail, God, against anything that's not like you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we open up the airways today, Father God. We ask that you have your way, move by your mighty power, God. Bless thy people, God. Open up our hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. God, let the meditation of our heart, God, be acceptable in thy sight, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, and we pray, Lord God, even for the ones, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit. God, we pray for the ones, Lord God, yes, little Bushanda, that are lost, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, Lord God, that you will continue, Lord God, to draw your fold, God, to your ministries, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, use us as a tool, Father God, that we will be a blessing to others, Lord God, that we will reach out to others, Lord God, that we will give others a phone number, Lord God, that they will also have some nourishment, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just say thank you, Lord God, and I pray, Lord God, as I move out the way, that the Holy Spirit will have this way today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you will speak through me like never before, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, move by your mighty power. And God, we pray these things, Lord God, in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Amen, everybody. Glory to God. It's good to be here on a Sunday morning. And we thank God, amen, for what he is doing, amen, how he is moving. Even though we cannot see his hands, he is moving, y'all. Come on, hallelujah, Jesus. He is moving behind the scenes. And remember, as I open up this morning, pray the prayer, God, thank you for open heaven. When we have open heaven, amen, praise God, there is nothing too hard for our God. Amen, praise God. So I want to share that with you. Open heaven. That's what I heard, amen, as I sat here to begin to pray. Open heaven, open heaven, open heaven over you, open heaven over myself, amen, in the name of Jesus. But today I want to go to a psalm that we are very familiar with this morning, amen, and that's Psalms 23, and I have one highlighted scripture that I really want to talk about today. So I'm going to read Psalms 23, amen, praise God. We all know Psalms 23. Some of us can quote it, amen, backwards, amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Come on, somebody. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Come on, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen, hallelujah. But one passage, amen, praise God, that God laid upon my heart this morning is verse number 5. You prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anointed my head with oil. My cup runs over. That is our passage, amen, today. Praise God, hallelujah. And this is something that God has been dealing with me all week long, amen, praise God. That passage of scripture, Psalms 23 and 5, thou prepare for table before me in the presence of my enemies and anointeth my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Here we find David was a great poet. We know that, amen, praise God. This was, however, not just a poem, amen. It tells of his life experience as a shepherd and an individual. As a shepherd, he is like a good shepherd does in Israel, would normally have taken his father's sheep to a table or a plateau, a land that is leveled, come on somebody, filled with luscious grass, where there are not yellow plants or poisonous weeds, a place where water is nearby. Come on, somebody. At such a place, a sheep will be able to eat and rest properly. What the Spirit is saying today, praise God, hallelujah. As a person, God actually spreads a table before David to enjoy in the presence of his enemies. He was singled out, amen, and he had such a favor among his older brothers. And despite all the opposition against him, he still enjoyed the exceptional favor of God. A lot of times, amen, praise God, we can be going through something. We can, yes, Holy Spirit, there could be all chaos around you, but you still have the favor of God. We are not exempt, amen, from going through, but there's also a favor. And people don't understand, praise God, that sometimes when a blessing comes, amen, praise God, opposition always comes. So we still have the favor of God. Somebody say, I have the favor of God. God is blessing me in the midst, because we hear, amen, as a person, God actually spreads a table before David and enjoys in the presence of his enemies. He was singled out and unprecedented favor. He had favor with God among his oldest brother, and despite all the opposition against him, hear what the Spirit is saying to you. Though you have opposition against you, you can still enjoy God's favor. It can seem that the table is not just a piece of furniture. In today's context, a prepared table can be seen as dinner, a meal, a banquet. Spiritually, it can be seen as favor and blessings and opportunities, open doors and grace. Are y'all hearing me this morning? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. We are all love and spread tables. We all love spread tables. I love attending them. We all like banquets, dinners, and buffets are our delight whenever I am able to be there. Come on, somebody. Yeah. In such places, the insight of food would have satisfied my hunger. The days we usually have such luncheons, like in church, come on, we all have the church luncheons, y'all. Come on, I want y'all to hear me this morning, because God is speaking to us this morning. Hallelujah. So we bless and praise God this morning. Amen. Yes. Praise God. So I want y'all to continue to pray with me this morning. Amen. Because we are getting our table spreaded before us, and we're going to enjoy the Lord's favor. Amen. We're going to enjoy his favor. We're going to enjoy the banquet. Amen. God is spiritually moving us from one place to another. No one or anyone can block the table that God is spreading before you. Amen. Because, yesterday I had put that there. Amen. It doesn't matter, praise God, what people can do, but God will supersede what others can do against you. He actually, amen, when God is preparing something for you and he finds things that's opposing you, he will actually move these people out of your way to get the plan that he has set for you. Amen. Praise God. So we thanking God this morning. Amen. Praise God. We got some activity in the studio this morning. So we thank God. Amen. For the praises of God going up. We thank God for the glory that's going up. Amen. This morning. And I want y'all to continue to love on the Lord. Continue to know that God is blessing you. Continue to know that the Lord is lifting you up. We all love. Come on, somebody. Say, we love the table. I love attending them, the banquets, the dinners, the buffets, the whatever they're doing, that's
my
going.
Lord, he's my presence, Lord. Jesus, help us, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I'm coming down here. Oh, my Lord.
So we thank God this morning. Hallelujah. The sight of food has satisfied my hunger. The days we usually have such luncheon in church, remember we had the luncheons in church, y'all, we would meet at the table. Amen. And it'd be such a great time. Hallelujah. We enjoyed the atmosphere, the food, the laughter. Amen. At such events, excuse me, y'all, can we, Pastor Matthew, thank you, Jesus. We all love spread tables, love attending banquets, dinners, and all things. At such events, there's usually such fun, happiness, friendship, togetherness, and bonds. The Bible makes us know that God commands his blessing in such an atmosphere. Beloved, 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 beloved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like a precious ointment upon the head that runs down upon the beard. Even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garment. As the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descends upon the mountain of Zion. For there is the Lord's command and his blessings. Amen. Hallelujah. The people of Israel love prepared tables. All of their meals are spread. Everything will be there. I wonder where it comes from since there is, you know, dessert. But guess what? Next meal, the table is spread again. Okay, come on, somebody say, God is spreading his table in the presence of your enemies. Our Lord Jesus, as Jews attended many of such in short times, he spent here on earth, from the wedding of Canaan of Galilee to the house of the chief of Pharisees, at the house of Simon the leper, the home of Lazarus and his sisters. Amen. Praise God. John the Baptist didn't eat. Thank God, Jesus, that we can eat too. Only not to live by bread alone. Can God prepare a table for his people? Yes, he can. God, somebody, I want you to know that God is preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Come on, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. Bible says in Psalm 78, 18 and 20, and they tempted God in their hearts by asking meat for their lust. Yeah, they spoke against God and said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Come on, somebody. Behold, he smote the rock that the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? David revisited the acts of the children of Israel in the desert as they journeyed to the promised land. God began to feed the people with manna from heaven, but the Israelites said they preferred meat. They began to murmur and grumble against Moses and against God. So God said, by tomorrow, he will give them meat. Moses could not understand what he heard. Where will he get the meat to feed about 2 million people in the wilderness? God, however, said he should go and inform the people. Understandably, the people could not believe, too. They would have questioned how God will be able to spread a table with meat in the wilderness. But it happened. I want you to know today, praise God, hallelujah, that God will spread a table in the presence of your enemy. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. In the wilderness. But it happened. They became sick and eating meat. Come on, somebody. God had asked me to tell some people here this morning that he has prepared a table before you. He said you have logically thought of something, and your conclusion is that it can't be possible. God says he will do it even quicker than you think. Come on, somebody. Help me, Holy Ghost, today. God is moving by his Holy Spirit. God is working things out, amen, on your behalf. Oh, come on, Holy Spirit. Don't allow no one to move you from the table that God is preparing for you. Oh, come on, somebody. I begin to think, supposing the prepared table was a place behind David. Come on, somebody. I discovered that he would have only smelt it and not eat of it. I asked again, supposing the table is just for David. Come on, it's not just for David. Again, I figured out it would have only seen, but you won't eat of it. You will eat at the table that God is giving you. I understand why God made sure that the table was prepared before David. Tables that you are supposed to be a part of will not be eaten behind you in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody. Your spread will not be hidden from you. Maybe you have heard that the table is prepared for you. You will see it with your eyes and you will partake of it in the name of Jesus. So I said to myself, when David saw the well-prepared table, he was just supposed to be eating. Why does he need to be anointed? Come on, you need to be anointed for this table. Come on, Holy Ghost. No matter what comes up against you, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God is going to anoint you to get stay in power. Glory to God. That way you can eat at the table. Come on, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, I'm going to be at the table. I'm coming to the table. I'm coming to the table. Yes, Holy Spirit. The answer I got is that it is not everybody that has food spread in their front of them are able to eat, especially if it's the presence of their enemies like David had. Come on. I pray for you. Come on. I'm praying for myself this morning. May the anointing to eat every divinely prepared table come upon you today. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm talking to somebody, praise God. It was that the anointing that kept David in the rough places while running away from Saul for 13 years. Come on, somebody. The enemy will run after you, praise God, because he knows that a table is being prepared just for you. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. You are anointed to stay. You are anointed to prosper. You are anointed, glory to God, and that's what the enemy gets mad at, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. It was the anointing that empowered him to kill Goliath. It was the anointing that helped him to kill the 1,000 Philistines in order to pay, come on, somebody, hallelujah, to marry King Saul's daughter. It was the anointing. The anointing will rest upon you in the name of Jesus. Somebody said the anointing is resting upon me. Amen, praise God, because I'm getting ready to sit at the table. There's a table that's getting prepared from just for me. Every power chasing you away from the prepared table is hereby judged by the power of the Holy Ghost. Every obstacle blocking your way to sit before the table is hereby removed in the name of Jesus. Every trap surrounding your prepared table is hereby broken in the name of Jesus. And one thing you have prepared before one, come on, somebody, it's another thing to know that such a prepared table does exist for one to enjoy. You will enjoy the prepared table. Everybody around you going to see that God is with you. The Bible says in Psalms 49:20, man that is in honor and understandeth not, come on, and I want to talk to you, it's like an animal that perishes. You have to understand, praise God, that when God is putting honor on you, and the favor of God is upon you. Let me read that again to you, praise God. Psalms 49, you need to read it, write it, underline it. Psalms 49 and 20. Man that is in honor and understands it not is like an animal that perish. Esau was privileged to have a table prepared before him. One of the twins born by Rebekah, he and his brother struggled to see who will be the heir in their family. Esau happened to come out first, with Jacob holding onto Esau's heel. Later in life, Esau sold that special favor. Oh, come on, help me, Holy Ghost. For a bowl of pottage. May you not be ignorant or anything, amen, in life of the table that has been set before you in the name of Jesus. When God blesses a person, amen, you don't hand your blessing over to nobody. The enemy wants to move you out of place that you will not sit at the table that God has prepared for you. Oh, come on, help me, Holy Ghost, today. There's a table for you. There's a table for me. You will not sell your table to anyone else. May the pressures of today not make you lose a lifetime of favor in the name of Jesus. I plead with you, don't move from your table. God has a blessing for you, praise God. He's spreading the table before you. For someone here, the Spirit of God says, I should tell you that everything is ready. He said you will understand what he means by all things already. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. What can make someone not enjoy a prepared table? Two things can make you not enjoy the things that God has for you. Unwillingness, come on somebody, and disobedience will not allow you to enjoy what God has for you. The Bible says in Isaiah 1, 19 and 20, if you be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. There are many people that lose their favor because of unwillingness and disobedience. The Bible says, Adam and Eve, because of disobedience. King Saul, because of disobedience. Jehazi was unwilling, just like Judas Iscariot was equally unwilling to wait and eat what has been provided for them. Oh, come on, somebody. What will be your reaction to the table prepared before you? Will you be observant and patient enough to enjoy it? Or will you turn your back on it and die to an unwilling attitude of disobedience? Amen, hallelujah. Something very special was to enter your hand, but it slipped away. God said he will show you mercy and bring it back to you. Peter saw a vision of great sheep three times in Acts 10. Amen, praise God. My prayers, as the Lord God lives, I will not be lacking in any good thing. I'm speaking over your life as well. As the Lord God lives, you will not be lacking in any good thing. The table is being prepared for you. As the Lord God lives, will settle you in your green pastures. And yes, Holy Spirit, as the Lord God lives, no water or flood in life should trouble your soul. Amen. Praise God. The God of heaven lives. I will always follow the path of righteousness. And I'm talking to somebody today. Your table is being prepared for you in the presence of your enemies throughout the days of my life. Come on, somebody. And I know God is speaking. The rod and staff of God shall comfort you, and it shall comfort me. May the special table from God always be before you, even in the presence of your enemies. I want to talk to us today. Glory to his name. God, somebody say, God has favored me. I'm going to put on a song, and I will be right back. God has favored you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's give God some praise as I get my song together. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is blessing. God is moving. God is moving by his Holy Spirit. The Lord is moving. Yes, he is. He is your rock. Glory to God. Glory to God. God is your rock.
Oh, Y'all like that? Sing just a little bit with us. Come on. Rock of Ages.
Yes, Lord.
Help for me.
Yes,
Lord. Let me hide.
Right, amen. Praise God. Jesus is the rock of our salvation. Amen. Praise God. We can't do nothing without the rock. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank and praise God on today, throughout the days. Somebody say, throughout the days of my life, the rod and the staff of God shall comfort me. Praise God. May the special table from God always, always, always be before you and me, even in the presence of our enemies. Come on, somebody. May my head and may your head never lack the anointing of God. May the goodness and mercy of God always follow you and me all the days of my life. Come on, somebody say, all the days of my life. May I dwell in the tabernacle of God all the days of my life. Behold, I have prepared a table before you. Come on, I'm talking to y'all today. Praise God. God said, I prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemies. And yes, I'm anointing your head with oil. Yes, your cup is going to run over. Yes, Holy Spirit. And surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And yes, you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let me just say this, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Every disappointment is not meant to decrease you, but rather to increase you. Just as every Joseph need a Pharaoh, come on, help me, Holy Ghost. So every David needs a Goliath. God brings good and bad people in your life for a purpose. Because without the people in your life, come on, help me, Holy Ghost, God can do nothing for us. Come on, somebody. Some people will encourage and give you advice. They'll help you. They'll bless you. They'll support you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then we have others that will discourage you, betray you, disappoint you, fight you, despise you. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. But don't give up. Always remember that God is preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Because without Goliath and Pharaoh, you can't take the throne. I'm talking to somebody today. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is doing something special just for you and me. When he gave me this word this week, praise God, I know something big is getting ready to happen for the people of God. I want you to stay in obedience, stay with God, stay in posture, stay in your prayer posture, stay in your worship. Stay in your fasting and praying. Whatever you got to do to stick and stay, I want you to stay because there is a table being prepared just for you. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. How did David know to pen this just for us? Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, the Lord Lord is my shepherd. Yes, I shall not want. Come on, somebody. Yes, he makes us lie down in green pastures. Yes, he leads us beside the still waters. Yes, he restores our soul. Yes, he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And remember what he said. Yea, do you walk through. Come on, somebody say through. Through. It's through the valley of shadow of death. It's not sitting there. It's not a pity party. But it says through. I will fear no evil, for you will be with me. Meaning that that rod and that staff is going to comfort you. God knows what he's doing. Yes, he's going to prepare a table before you and me in the presence of our enemies. Then don't forget, he's going to anoint you with favor. He's going to let everybody see that I have favored you. Oh, come on, help me, Holy Ghost. God is doing a magnificent thing in your life today. That is my word today to you. It wasn't long, praise God, but it's a powerful word from the Lord. Don't let nobody move you from the place that God is getting ready. See, because he got to bring all your enemies all around you in order to bless you right in front of your enemies. And then he got to anoint your head with oil that you'll be able to sit there with your enemies. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. God is moving by his Holy Spirit. Don't move. Don't move from the blessing. Stay obedient to the Spirit of the living God. And I'm telling you, watch the hand of God. He's going to move in such a powerful, magnificent way. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, your divine helper is coming. My God, I give you glory. Your divine intervention is coming. Come on, somebody, give God the glory. Your food is coming. Glory to God, glory to God. He's going to rain manna from heaven just for you. He's giving you stay in power in a season like this. He's going to bless you right in the presence of your enemies. So I want somebody to start giving God the praise. Give God the glory. Lift his name up. Tell him thank you for what he's getting ready to do. You might can't see it yet, but he's doing. He's working behind the scenes. And tell somebody, when God pulled back the curtain and see what he has done for you, hallelujah, they're going to know that you serve a God of heaven, a God of open heaven, a God that will not forsake you, a God that will be with you even to the end of this world. I don't care what you're going through right now, but he is right there with you. He's lifting you up. He is the lifter up your soul. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. He is the one that's going to give you the joy. He is the one that's going to give you something to laugh about, because he is God and God alone. Somebody say, I'm in my season of laughter, because God is going to do it for you. Don't you give up. Don't you give in. Don't throw the towel in. Don't let disappointment come. When you feel like disappointment has come, that is time to give God a crazy praise, because he's getting ready to do something supernatural that your eyes cannot see and you cannot perceive. And I thank God this morning for giving me such a powerful word to share with you, 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 and you. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit. Somebody say, God is going to do it for me. It's already done. Somebody say, it's already done. It's already done. It's already done. He's already worked it out just for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give God some praise this morning. Let's give God the glory this Sunday morning. Let's just keep thanking him all this week. No matter what's going on, keep on thanking him, because he's already worked it out for your good. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say, he's already worked it out for my good. He's already worked it out for my good. Hallelujah. We bless and praise God this morning, because yes, he's Jehovah Jireh, and he is your provider. Let us pray. And don't forget, amen, praise God. This is Sunday morning service. If you'd like to sow a seed, pay your tithes and your offering, amen, you can reach me at 302-883-9799. And I can tell you how to send your tithes and your offering in. That is the way that I am blessed. And I want you to be blessed just like I am, because just like I'm on this line, amen, I pay my tithes and offering. Don't let nothing, because God says in his word, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. When you pay your tithes and your offering, your doors will open and he will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Whatever eating up your finances, he said, trust me and prove me and test me and see, will I rebuke the devourer for your sake, and I will open up the windows of heaven for you. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come and we bless your holy name. We thank you for this word today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that we're going to be obedient in all areas, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you are preparing the table before us in the presence of our enemies, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And you are, yes, yes, Holy Ghost. You are anointing our head with oil. And yes, our cup will run over. So we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. We thank you, Lord, for for open heaven on this week. Hear what the Spirit is saying, because I keep hearing it, open heaven. Tell God, thank you for open heaven. Tell him thank you for favor, because he's going to give you favor on this week. In the name of Jesus, you will testify, because I hear what the Spirit is saying to me. You will get favor on this week. Stay in prayer posture in the mighty name of Jesus. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us fathers before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church of God say amen. God bless you all. God bless you. God bless you. Love you. And guess what, y'all? Jesus loves you, and so do I. Have a blessed and wonderful Sunday. Don't let no one spoil your joy today. Keep praising him. Keep giving him glory, because the doors are opening and the table is being prepared for you. In Jesus' name. Hear a song, y'all. God bless you.
need you to show me your sign. So today I challenge heaven, cause I feel in the spirit is manifestation time. So here I am, Jesus. All I have is your word. Show yourself to be God. I know you won't let me down.
He still had faith in his God to lift his